seated comfortable. Have any of you ever had stone soup? Doesn't that sound appetizing? Well, we're going to hear about stone soup today, which is a very magical soup. There once was a very comfortable village nestled in the mountains. The people who lived there had more than enough to keep themselves content. One day, two travelers came along. Their coats were tattered. Their hats were torn. Even their dusty shoes had holes in the soles. Hungry and tired, one traveler said to the other, "Surely someone here can spare us a bit of food." They knocked boldly on the door. It creaked open, and a woman asked, "What do you want?" "Please," said one of the travelers, "we are hungry. Do you care? Will you share? Do you have any food?" The woman squinted her eyes and tartly replied, "No." She quickly slammed the door shut. And as you can see, even the cat is sort of running away as well. The travelers walked a little farther down the road and knocked on another door. A young boy answered. His chocolate brown eyes were sweet. "Good day," he said shyly. "What do you want?" "Please," said one of the travelers, "we are hungry. Do you care? Will you share? Do you have any food?" The boy replied, "There is no food here," and closed the door. The travelers wandered wearily through the village, knocking on every door. But everywhere they heard, "I don't care, I won't share. There is no food." They sat to rest beside a well. One traveler sighed and clutched his empty belly. He said, "If there really is no food in this elegant little village, then the people who live here are in greater need than we are. We should make them our magical soup." The two travelers climbed up on the edge of the well and shouted, "We are master cooks. If anyone in this town has a big black pot, we will make the most delicious soup anyone has ever tasted." A door slowly opened. A round man emerged carrying a gigantic black pot. "I love to eat," he said. "Here's a pot. Let me see what two master cooks can do with it." "Watch and see," said one traveler with glee. The travelers filled the pot with cold water and built a fire. Soon the flames licked the sides of the pot and billows of steam rose into the air. Curious people began to gather. "What is happening?" the town people asked one another. "We are making an unusual soup," said one. "It requires a special, magical ingredient. I am certain we will find it here in this town." All the eyes in the crowd watched as one of the travelers reached down and picked up an ordinary stone. He tossed it into the pot with a splash. "We're making stone soup," he said. "It will be nutritious, delicious, incredible, and edible. But it would taste better if only we had a carrot." find a carrot in this town? Other traveler asked. We knocked on every door, and everywhere we heard, I don't care, I won't share, there is no food. Then perhaps we cannot make the delicious soup after all, they both announced with a sad shrug of their shoulders and began to turn away. A child timidly raised her hand and said, wait, I might have a small carrot. Excellent, shouted the travelers. Bring what you've got. Put it in the pot. We're making stone soup. This magical soup would taste even better if we had a potato. A deep voice in the back of the crowd called out, I have a potato. Wonderful, shouted the travelers. Bring what you've got. Put it in the pot. We're making stone soup. It would taste better still if we had just a few more ingredients, said the travelers. Perhaps, said one villager, I could bring a green bean. Well, said another, if you're going to bring a green bean, I will bring a kernel of corn. I shall not be outdone, said another. I will bring an egg noodle. One by one, voices announced. I will bring a slice of celery. I will bring a pinch of pepper. I can bring a sprig of parsley. I might have a tiny turnip. Well, why are you waiting, cried the travelers. Bring what you've got. Put it in the pot. We're making stone soup. Everyone in the town ran home to bring some small thing to put in the pot. Food flew through the air and landed with splashes in the growing soup. Soon, the huge pot was full and simmering. A wonderful smell drifted throughout the air. The smell was so tempting. People brought out bowls, spoons, chairs, and tables. They placed hearty loaves of bread, chunks of cheese, and bowls of fruit on the tablecloths. Everyone came to taste the soup and marveled at its flavor. It's amazing, said one woman. These two travelers made such a delicious soup out of a stone. Out of a stone, said the travelers with a grin, and a magical ingredient. What do you think the magical ingredient was?
Yes?
A stone.
Well, besides the stone, what was the magical ingredient? Sharing. Everybody in the village shared some food or bowls or crockery or tablecloths. As the travelers left the town, they said, if anyone ever wants to make this soup again, just remember the recipe. Bring what you've got, put it in the pot. Every bit counts, from the largest to the least. Together, we can celebrate a stone soup feast. And as you can see, the dog, the cat, and even the bird are enjoying the stone soup. Amen. Would you like to have some stone soup? Well, maybe.